start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times.
Keep all the people in Ukraine in your mind.
Heyata. Medicine Buddha, verse of praise and mantra. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha lapis light. Heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha heyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Now the four immeasurables three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the person prays mantra for Chenrezig, Buddha of Great Compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, for you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. now the verse of praise and mantra for Tara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Sanje Chuda Chuda Namo Chanjo Pado Nane Namo Dave Chushi Njida Sunam Dola Penje Sanje Ndomara Sho Sanje Chuda Soje Chuda Namo Chanjo Pado Nane Chazo Je Dave Chushi Njida Sunam Dola Penje Sanje Ndomara Sho Sanje Chuda Soje Chuda Namo Chanjo Pado Dage Chushin Jinja Sunam Jinan Do La Pinja San Jinan Do Malasho Ata Alamin Bina Bina Jinja Ombo Da Jajin La So Chuchi Chola Chawan Chama Na Na San Jinsu La Rado Shijin Diri Nidyo Ma Dida Shijin Tambi Chunin Chimin Diri Shijin Namo Lhaya Keta Luta Nishin Gaya Chibon Da Da Mi Kena Da Do Hakun Jena Na Jena Ma San Jinsu Kena Da Chuyetan Do Anche tu sei io sono nel tavolo tanto in bombe già tanto c'è nel tempo non ho tanto la chance good morning Kadamba Center good morning Venerable Alhamdulillah good morning Venerable Tente Lamu good morning, Nicole. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Catherine. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Jill. Good morning, Joanna. Good morning, Olin. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Renee. Good morning, Panditji, Patti. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Willem. Good morning, March. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Bodhisattva Patrick. Good morning, David. Good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, David. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Neely. So good morning, anybody watching on YouTube. Good morning. And welcome back to Sunday Dharma. Here goes the word, Linda. Yeah, Linda, any questions?
Yes, we have a couple left over from last week, and they're kind of related. Okay. So the first one says, I'll put it in chat as well. We don't hear the word evil mentioned often in Buddhist teachings, but clearly it exists and causes much suffering, such as in Ukraine, Tibet, etc. What's the best antidote to it, and how do we practice it in the best way? And the second question is related to that as well, regarding the war in Russia, regarding the war Russia has waged on Ukraine, what practices are good to do to benefit all those suffering, those who are waging war, those who are being directly affected by the war, those who are being affected indirectly, such as those of us here in the U.S., and all living beings, like the animals in the zoos, the wild animals, pets that are left behind, etc.?
So now regarding to evil, so so in also in the Buddhist text it does mention like Dhyan ke, even there's no many rituals or Dhyan ke is obstacles. I think it's like similar to I think evil, similar to evil. So now here we need to think about like physical part and mental part. So the evil is associated with which one? Physical or mental? So anyway, so basically like how you say the disturbing thought. Disturbing thought or afflictions, or in Sanskrit, klesha, disturbing thought. Whether you consider as an evil or enemy, disturbing thought, you know, and not that easy to eliminate, but doesn't mean it's impossible. It is very possible, you know, step by step, little by little, that we are capable to control our disturbing thought. Is that the first question, Linda?
Yes, do you want me to, there's more to it. We don't hear the word evil mentioned often in Buddhist teachings, but clearly it exists and causes much suffering. What is the best antidote to it, and how do we practice it in the best way?
So, like, in my observations, you know, so the evil is considered as a disturbing thought. Disturbing thought. Of course, generated by cause and condition. Condition refers to circumstance. Antidote, no, the meditation is the antidote. Meditation is the antidote. What you say, meditation is the antidote. So do reduce, you know, and minimize or eradicate disturbing thought. So meditations, gomtop nimochumas, gomtop, gom, meditations, top means power, gomtop nimong, disturbing thought, you know, like disturbing thought. Chung means little. So the power of the meditation must be minimized, disturbing thought. So now think about, please, including myself, all of us, think about when we get jealous. What kind of antidote? It's part of the mind. It's not physical things, is part of the mind when we get jealous. No? The antidote for that is rejoice. The antidote. Anger, the antidote. Patience. No matter how many ways, different ways that we describe, only antidote for anger is patience, no matter how many ways, how many different ways we describe. So now the question is, if we all agree Okay, the patience is the antidote for anger. So now the question is how we can practice patience, when we should practice patience, you know, how to practice patience, when we should practice patience. There's two questions. So now each and every one of us needs to answer that. Is that easy? It's not easy. No, nothing is easy. But, you know, like we must put effort for the sake of your own happiness. You know, must put some effort. First, need to reflect on the downside of the evil thought, disturbing thought, downside. So now the question is, are we sick of anger? Are we sick of jealousy? Are we sick of like pride? Are we? Are we afraid of anger? Are we afraid of jealousy? Are we afraid of pride? These are the questions, very important questions that each and everyone asks not to ask ourselves. Are we afraid? No. Okay, this kind of question needs to be asked. So now you clearly, your understanding of the Four Noble Truths is getting a little bit better, because Four Noble Truths, first truth is truth of suffering. Don't think that, oh, Buddhists only talk about suffering. Oh, it's kind of, doesn't mean there's nothing to talk, there's so much to talk. Why Buddha, after 49 days, after he was enlightened, why he decided to teach Four Noble Truths? And among those Four Noble Truths, first truth is like truth of suffering. Why? It's so important. Buddha, God kind of like, yeah, so basically you get sick of suffering. You get sick of suffering. You get tired. You get not just tired, very tired of suffering. What do you do? What's the benefit of getting so tired, so fed up, so sick of the suffering? What do? You look for a way out. You look for freedom from that suffering, that very suffering that you are so tired, so long, so tired, so fed up, so sick. What do? You look for a way out. Now you are wondering whether there's a way out or not. So then you try to analyze. There is meditation. You try to analyze, is there a way out? And how one can get out, how? So now, then the second, then you analyze whether that very pain or suffering that you are very fed up, you analyze whether that has cause or not. It just happened. It just happened. And you are just unfortunate. It just happened to you. Or it just caused by something. Then you are analyzing. You are kind of like now start to diagnose. Diagnose? How is it diagnose?
That's right. Diagnose.
Yeah, you are trying to diagnose. Yeah, you just want to know cause. You just want to know cause. Same thing. When you have some physical problems, what do? You go to see the doctor, hoping the doctor will diagnose the source. So once you identify the source, then antidote, medicine will prescribe. So the medicine, then what we do, then doctor prescribe the medicine with prescriptions. So then, say one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening, or maybe once a day, before meal, after meal. Because you are so tired of living with this pain, you just want to get rid of that pain. and you follow very seriously instructions that are given by your doctors. So then you take prescriptions, and part of them nurse will help explain to you whatever way the nurse helps, that helps. Between medicine, doctor who diagnose, who the doctor who has experience, and especially if you have faith in that doctor, that also helps, you know. So then the nurse, that's how you heal physical difficulties. Similarly, here, you know, as a Buddhist path, you consider Shakyamuni, Buddha is like physicians. And, you know, so then the teachings is like medicines, such as how to deal with anger when you have issue with anger, when you are very tired of anger, when you're fed up with anger, so the how to overcome the anger. So there's actual medicines called teachings. So then all the, you know, here we are, you are talking to your friends, people are having discussion group at the center, these are all like nurse. And especially monks and nuns, you know, so that's what they do, they explain, they try to help you, they try to guide you into the meditations. That's how you overcome, you know, from like evil thought, whether you call evil or disturbing thought or klesha or like afflictions, doesn't matter whatever label you give. But the point is now how to overcome. Oh, so now we are not 100% sick of anger. No, we are not 100% tired of anger. We are not 100% fed up with anger. You know, so that's why we are not seeking very seriously way out. What do you say? What do you think? So that's the antidote, meditation. Meditation is the antidote, okay? Then meditations, they are like review meditations, means reminding yourself, antidote of anger, which here is the patience, how to practice patience, or remind yourself on a daily basis, you know. There are meditations. And benefits of, temporary benefit of that meditation is you will have less anger. Eventually you have less and less anger. Temporary benefit, ultimate benefit, you will be free from anger. That's the ultimate benefit, that's the goal. And same, jealousy, pride, all of that. So one of the Kadamba masters said, so just think about that. Dani, Dagi, Green, Dani, you yourself is the boss. You yourself is the boss. And you yourself is the enemy. So now think about that, there's two statements. Think about it. Dani, Dagi, Green, and sushi going to choose. If you don't put any effort, who will become the boss? Who will? Dani, Dagi, Green, Shane, sushi going to choose. Dani, Dagi, Green, but then you are your own enemy. So that means, you know, like we, that means I've been saying many times, we have moral responsibility to free ourselves from evil thought, from evil, or from evil thought. We have moral responsibilities. So first we need to take care of ourselves. So then after that, maybe close one, love one. So then expand distant relatives, all of that. Then slowly expand to the strangers. Then slowly expand to the enemies. Then hoping it will become universal. Your love will become universal. Your compassion will become universal. Your altruistic attitude becomes universal. Just hope, that's how you expand. You start from here, from yourself. So these are the meditation is the antidote, okay? Meditation is the antidote. So now, see, all the... I was also very heartbroken since that more than 2 weeks ago when the whole world started. You know, seeing innocent people just simply like their lives been like vanished, and especially the children, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking. But practically, you know, like you are 1,000 miles away from death. Physically, not you are affected, but mentally, you are very much affected. So now, right away, you can, what you can do, you can, you know, like, prayer, I think prayer. You know, a lot of people have, including myself, have a hard time how the prayer will work, and somehow it will benefit if hundreds of thousands of people simultaneously praying. That means the energy that generated by this thought, all the people at the same time focusing on the same message and trying to do from the heart. So that creates, you know, positive energies. So that energy somehow has positive impact. If you ask proof, that's hard to prove. Hard to prove. So probably people feel, you know, so we have in the Kadamba Center, we have prayer list. And whenever we hear someone's getting sick, losing their job, we put in their prayer list. And I heard a number of occasions, people said they felt that we are praying for them. They felt. How you explain? How you can prove? There's really nothing to prove. So the people felt. That means what they felt is energy. The amount of energy we send it towards their way, sincerely, genuinely, with compassion, loving kindness, you know, care, so that energy people do feel. So hope for the best, you know, so then we pray. That's immediately what we can do. I've been praying every day, you know, like as I'm praying, so then I request all the people who come to the class and I request them to pray. When you pray, when you recite Pada Mantra, chanting the compassion mantra, just visualize sky above Ukraine and the nature falls down and like ease there, you know, all the sufferings and like misunderstanding and like leaders, you know, who like executed this war against other human beings may be completely delusional, living in delusional. So then hope that, you know, they'll be free from their delusional thought and like gain more wisdom according to reality, and see reality clearly than just blindly clinging so tightly on their own agenda, you know. Yeah, also you mentioned like Tibet, not that when Chinese invade Tibet, you know, there's millions of people died. At that time, unfortunately, not much help at all, not much help, you know. So like hundreds of thousands of monasteries have been destroyed, monks and nuns forced to get married, you know, almost like hell happened on the earth, something like that. And a lot of starvations, you know, they're probably too far. Not much attention been received, but people, it's not just 1,000, 2,000, there's millions of people died, you know. So, as a Tibetan, are you depressed? No. Then how you look at the situation? We look at the situation from broader features, you know. Everything that's happening must have reason, you know, must have reason. So I think Buddha's teachings greatly benefited how Tibetan people view that event, even though it's a very horrible one, and how they look at that event from the broader pictures. And of course, fortunately, our leader, His Holiness Dalai Lama, always preached peace, a peaceful approach, and very much emphasized not just Tibetan, all over the world, embrace compassion, loving kindness, always preaching about, you know, focus on human natures, That probably, no, because Tibetan culture is deeply rooted in Buddhism, so it probably greatly contributed. That doesn't mean that there's no pain. There's pain, but a different way of dealing with the pain. You know, there's no, that doesn't mean there's no remorse. What happened almost now, 65 years ago, 65 years ago, in our generations, or in 1949 or 50, during that time, probably some of you never heard what's happened in Tibet, but you know, people, hundreds of thousands of people are dying there, but you are probably not aware, and maybe there's no means to communicate. It's a bit totally different than nowadays, totally different. Every second, every minute, you hear, you see something, you hear something. That time, people usually don't hear it much. So anyway, these are all, you know, due to, it's kind of complicated. Let's put it that way. It's kind of complicated. So the blaming here, blaming there is not going to end. So the bottom line is a lack of altruistic attitude. And lack of important wisdom. You know, the, one of the things that I've been saying, if all of us, including all the world leaders, all the people, if all of us, if we think, every, just forget about now, there's too much, every, like, human on this planet, what they're looking for happiness. They're looking for something good. That's why they're moving here, moving from North Carolina to New York to North Carolina, so they're moving, because they're moving from here to Mexico, then moving to Cancun, Costa Rica, what they're looking for. We are all looking for something, some relief, some looking for something good, hoping there's nothing wrong. But if each and every human being recognize that, that helps. So otherwise you just blindly grip so tightly on your own agenda, based on history or based on what, and completely forget the human suffering, so they are no good. It will come back to you. It will haunt you, come back to you. You know? So we look different, we speak different language, we have different cultures, different way of life. Fundamentally, when it comes down to seeking happiness and avoiding suffering, in that level, we are all equal. Same, there's no difference. Now the question is, are we aware? Are we aware? The question is, so, what else I can say? There's nothing much to say. Every problem has solutions. Now why we are still continuously suffering? Maybe you are not serious about freedom from suffering. You are not very serious. Maybe you are just, you have just idea. Maybe you are thinking, not like, when something goes wrong, then you are thinking, if nothing goes wrong, then you are not thinking, not like that. Every day you are thinking. If you are not thinking how to overcome from suffering, then you are not serious. If you are not serious, then you are not serious. So the once in a while thinking, oh, here, the once in a while, you know, that's not to reach like the moksha or free liberation. So if you are serious, so that's why we are trying so hard to remind ourselves every day, either through review meditation, analytical meditations, reciting prayer, mantra, trying to remind us importance of compassion, importance of altruistic attitude, importance of the well-being of other living beings, and all of that, you know, every day remind yourself, then it's getting better, slowly it's getting better and better, you know. There's no, what you call, like, silver bullet. Unfortunately, there's no silver bullet, you know. It's like, It's like, need effort, So as I said before, first you have to see the benefit. If you don't see the benefit, then there will be no interest. If there's no interest, there will be no effort. If there's no effort, there will be no result. These four things is critical. First, you have to see the benefit. What is the benefit? Reminding myself every day, what's the benefit? Oh, I do feel benefit here, there, do feel benefit. So now I'm more aware, not just hear, not just see. I'm more aware of what I see. I'm more aware of what I hear. Before I just hear, I'm not aware, I just hear. And if you are not aware, then like as a, you see, the benefit of that, reminding yourself on a daily basis, so then you learn sometimes it's important to, my English is not like your English, it doesn't come fluently. So like some case I have to memorize what I see, I have to memorize. Like when I memorize Buddhist texts, you know, I'm very good at memorizing. Sometimes when I see something, I have to memorize. I can't just say exactly the way you can say. Yesterday I've been reading something. Sometimes it like, see, there shows like line of match. Line of match. So it's kind of, only lit up at the beginning of the match, and the between there one match is out. Underneath there it says like sometimes you need to check. Do anybody remember seeing that? Huh? Can you say what it says? It's not for me. It's from like somebody else, I'm not sure. Do anybody remember what it says in the message? It says it begins, sometimes you sit, you take a time, sit back, save everyone else. Does it make sense? Huh? Sometimes you take a time, sit back.
Time out.
Huh?
Time out.
Time out. Anyway, sometimes the point of the message is sometimes we have to withdraw. Don't get very much involved into the drama that's happening. Sometimes you need to sit back, pull out of the drama for the sake of saving everyone else. Oh. So I'm not sure, that's all I can say in my English, that's all I can say. So, but you can look up, there's a bunch of match there together. Anyway, so then you are going to be more aware of what you see, not just see, you are aware of seeing, not just hear, you are being aware of what you are hearing. Oh, so then you are taking your time. Okay, so there's a temporary benefit, reminding yourself all the time. Something might happen, something that happened in the kitchen, in your house, environment, your way you live, something that happened you don't like. You don't react right away because you are reminding yourself all the time. You are reminding yourself all the time what is important. So now you are aware of what you're seeing that you don't like, what you're seeing, and you start to analyze. You don't react right away. Start to analyze. Why that happened? Why it didn't happen like before? Before you are not reminding yourself. Now you are reminding yourself all the time, and you are aware you're aware whether there's like meetings, the happening in the meetings. you're very aware of what your ego is trying to do. You're very aware of your ego. You're very aware of environment, circumstance. You're very aware of the goal of the meetings. What is the purpose of the meetings? You know, so make sure that your ego doesn't, you know, like take over. Make sure there's always that you have peace in your mind and you're looking best, the best of the best. You are looking and looking, observing the conversations, what is happening, observing that out of compassion, out of deeper understanding all these people looking for happiness. The best, be part of that. If not, restrain becoming obstacles. If you become obstacle for their, what they're looking for, there's no benefit. For you, there's no benefit at all. But your ego thinks, oh, there's benefit. Ignorance. It's ignorance. There's no benefit. There's no benefit. Because we have been doing this, in my case, last 50 years. What's the result? There's no result. No result. So we have to be very mindful. Oh. Otherwise, you know, like the ego, is a very tricky thing, Ego is a very tricky thing. Top of that, we don't rule our mind. Our minds rule us. We didn't learn how to rule our mind. We are learning. We are learning slowly, slowly. We are learning how to rule our mind. At the moment, you are very much ruled by your mind. If that mind leads by ego, there will be no good outcome, even though your ego believes there's ignorance. Huh? So that's what I'm saying, you're being aware. You're being aware. Not just see, being aware of what you're seeing, being aware of what you're hearing, being aware of what's happening within your environment, what's happening, you're being aware. And that allows you to not react right away. And you sit back, breathe, and take your time, you're analyzing. You're analyzing the situation thoroughly, precisely calculating outcome. What's the outcome? Based on realizations, deeper understanding, every person here every person here like to be loved, like to be respected. Based on that understanding, then precisely calculating what's the outcome going to be. So then that means you are not giving much chance to your ego to rule. And you are allowing your compassion, your kindness, because we do have compassion, we do have kindness. You are trying to nurture your kindness, compassion, giving them more opportunity to guide. So then, Tumba Dewa, harmony creates happiness. Harmony within the friend, within the community, within the group, within the meeting creates goodness, energy that creates the goodness, okay? Oh, so that's all I'm going to say.
What word did you say? What word did you say? Or you said harmony. What word did you say?
Harmony?
No. What was the Buddhist word you said?
Tumba. It sounds like noodle, but it's not noodle.
Okay.
It sounds like that. Sounds like noodle.
Okay.
Tukpa is noodle. In Tibetan word, tukpa and tumba sound similar, but this first one is like harmony. It's not noodle.
Okay. No.
Oh, yeah. So make sure that people don't eat noodles
Yeah, no.
For sake of harmony. So that's not good. Or Gishikila said, if no, then there'll be harmony, so that's not good.
Thank you.
So, at the moment, every day we pray. We pray the world will end sooner than later. And like the leaders, they are going to lead us, see the reality clearly than like living with delusional thought. No. So, yeah. So make sure that your mind don't get disturbed. You know, make sure that you, like, when you see something horrible there, like, it's heartbreaking. But immediately, if you say prayer, it benefits you, it benefits them. You know, if you just get angry, nobody gets benefit. You know, that's why. Anger, that's why what's happening there is driven by anger. So you are here watching news and get angry, it doesn't do good. So very, very unfortunately, many, many occasions in our individual life, we believe expressing anger will get something. You know, you express anger, you just go out of your mind and you'll get what you want. That's not true, isn't it? That's not true. Sometimes you go to the airport, something happens, there's a lot of snow on the airport, the flight cannot take off, all the passengers are stranded all over the airport, and you see that you are sitting in the line, and line before you, there's few people that are screaming, yelling. When you look at the people who are walking at the airport, deaths on the airport, when you look at their face, it doesn't look like they're happy. They're happy. If they're not happy, they are no problem really to help you. If you are threatening them, if you are like yelling at them, you know, we all have issues. We are, you know, our like, it's hard, it's very hard under your bodhisattva, it's very hard if somebody is screaming in front of your face, it's very hard to show kindness, compassion, heart. At the end, we are all human, you know. So then you see the airport, like people are just screaming, yelling, they say, oh, we have to get there on the time, so why there's no ticket? Goes on and on. At the end, nothing happens. If you say, like, you know, so sometimes say nothing, we get help. We get just help people, they feel like, why this person not say anything? Why this person? The same problem this person also had. Same problem. Why this person not say? More likely, you'll get help. The people kind of show. You know, that's like not written in the book, Lamrim book. It just happened in the airport, you know. So, that's what I'm saying. The temporary benefit, it really helps you to, it kind of creates the opportunity for you to observe the whole situation with calm mind. And precisely calculating what kind of outcome is going to bring if you scream. And you are fully aware of that. And you are not going to go there because there will be no good outcome. So then there's no benefit for yourself. Then why you do? But egos really believe, shout, scream, call name, whatever, you know, when you are doing that, you are not happy. If you are happy, you will never do. You will never scream. If you are happy, you will never scream. You will never shout, you know. If you are happy, there's nothing to do with the religion. If you are happy, you don't shout, you don't scream. You only shout and you scream when you are not happy. And when you are doing it, you are more unhappy. You know, that's why I'm saying that we need to precisely calculate outcome, so then based on that, and you decide. It's your choice. How you're going to approach, it's your choice. Your choice. For the sake of your own happiness, your choice. So now eventually you realize that I should not, no matter what kind of circumstance, I should not never ever give any chance for my disturbing thought to rise. I will try all my best. That's the best thing to do. For you, for others, that's the best thing to do. That's the best thing to do. From now on, I'm trying to be aware that I will try all my best not to give any opportunity to my ego to generate disturbing thought, save my own happiness. That's the best thing to do. Then if you are not saying prayer, absolutely fine. Oh, if you are not believing in anything, absolutely fine. Your life will be much easier because you have been aware, you have been mindful, you have been aware what you say, how you look, what other people say, what other people look at you. You are being aware of not just seeing, hearing, you are just being aware of seeing, aware of hearing. Oh, so then, you know, that's the way to go, okay? Then, I think that's pretty much it. Time over?
Almost. Yeah, so a couple of people shared some videos about what you may have been meaning about the matches.
Uh-huh.
Like there's a whole bunch of matches lined up, and if one match steps back, then the flame won't spread to the rest.
No.
Is that what you were talking about with the matches?
The same image, probably different message.
Okay.
So the next time I'll make sure that I will memorize, probably I will repeat that sentence 100 times with my mala. I remember. So right now, I don't remember the entire sentence, you know.
Okay. So,
Did it? Yeah. Pray. We just pray. Okay, just pray. For the good outcome. And the war will be ended sooner than later. The leader come out of ignorance sooner than later. We pray. So then, if there's any opportunity to rise, to do something, voluntaries, donate, you know, donations, so then we do. No. Okay. Everything that begins within is the nature. It's never going to be endless. Everything that begins will end. Everything that will grow, it will eventually, you know, so like the season, you know. Spring, everything grow. Winter time, all the leaf falls down. It doesn't mean at the end, it will come back. It's like cycle, unfortunately, that civilization go through because not, even though called civilized, now doesn't, when you look at the world, it seems like civilized. You know? just pray, okay, just pray. So then you, at least you feel like you're doing something, then nothing, just thinking negative, that's not the best. Thinking something negative, doing nine things, maybe thinking something negative, doing something positive, at least you feel like you participate, you know. It's not just this war, for any circumstance. Thinking something negative, doing nothing, that's not good things. Thinking something negative, doing something positive, then you know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Then there are some benefits coming out of thinking something negative. Thinking something about negative. Maybe English is that. How you say? Thinking negative or thinking about negative, is it different?
Yes, thinking about negative is different.
Okay.
You don't want to think negative,
exactly,
but thinking about negative.
Yeah. So that's what I'm worried. Thinking about suffering. I said, no, if there's no benefit, don't think about suffering. Don't think about suffering. Why you think about suffering? Because there's no benefit. If there's a benefit, thinking about suffering, if there's a benefit, so then thinking about suffering out of positive mind, is that possible? Well, my friend, is that possible? Is it possible thinking about suffering out of positive mindset? Is that possible?
Yes, it is.
Thinking about suffering out of positive mindset.
Wouldn't that be a form of compassion?
Yeah, for a deeper level, there has to be compassion. Deeper level, not in the country. What is not country?
Mm-hmm.
Not in the surface level, not in the country, maybe different thought, but deep down, there has to be compassion, you know. Does it make sense, like thinking about suffering out of positive mindset? Thinking about suffering out of negative mindset. Our choice.
That's not compassion.
Exactly, that's not compassion. So, we, as a human, all my friend here, we don't have to think about suffering. We don't have to think about suffering. Oh, if nothing positive come out about thinking about suffering, oh, how something positive come out about thinking about suffering? Yes. If you think about suffering out of positive mindset, something positive will come out. Mm-hmm. There too, time to analyze. Thinking about suffering out of negative mind, zero benefit.
Oh.
Therefore, you should not think about suffering at all. You just think about happiness. How to do? The question is, how to do? Can you tell me how to do? Just think about happiness. Yeah, we are thinking, so you make choice. Or thinking something good, or thinking something bad. You know, we do think that you can't stop. You can't stop that. You know, mind is going to think. So now you face choice. Every day you face choice. What do you choose? Yeah, this life is not perfect. It's not just your life. Everybody. Why is it not perfect? Oh, this human very life that you have come with a package. You need to be aware. Everything that package is not something. Everything that in the package, that's why this life is not perfect. No, that was expected. It's not shock. It's not surprise. That was expected. Now the question is, are you expected? That whatever that in the package, are you expected? Do you admit? Do you accept? If not, a lot of unnecessary stress, anxiety, fear generate out of nothing for not good reason. So we talk about perfection, nothing wrong, but ultimately, unless you are liberated, there's no perfection. Everybody makes mistakes. So now how I should think about my mistake? Oh, maybe I did something horrible. I said like something harsh word. I looked down. I called somebody's name and looked down. What do? We replay that part of the history again and again, again and again, out of negative mind. Is that true? So that's what I'm saying. Not positive comes out thinking about suffering, your wrongdoing. No benefit at all, no benefit. Why you do? No benefit. The same time that you realize your life, not everybody else's life, is not perfect. A mistake, moral mistake, physical mistake, mental mistake. So then how I should, I can know, I can erase the memory, you remember. Yes, we all remember. Now the question is that when you remember, is there pain? Is it the same level of pain that you used to experience, or now it's a little bit, different? If there's a little bit difference, the memory will be there. When you remember, the pain, the heaviness of the feeling is now lighter. If it's lighter, maybe you are doing something good. If you are remembering the same thing, probably you're not doing the things that you are supposed to do to ease that feeling. How? Yes, I'm asking you a question. Is it possible to think about something about the suffering out of positive mindset? Is that possible? I'm not just curious. I'm really sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I'm asking all of you, is that possible?
Yes.
Mm.
If we think about our suffering from a negative place, or think of things we've done in the past out of negativity, that's guilt. But if we think about it out of regret, then we can change.
See, that's wonderful. There's no, so we all, you know, all, if you can't think about all living beings, the well-being of all living beings, just think of your own happiness. Just think of your own happiness, you know. So then letting go. You know, that's otherwise we are having so hard time forgiving ourselves. Why are you having so hard time forgiving yourself? You don't believe? You don't believe you can change? You don't believe you can change? You don't believe you can change? You, what do you believe? You believe that your action and you are one. Then, of course, I don't blame. Then does heart have any hope? That's what you believe? Your action and you are one. Then like how you can have hope? Oh. So that's very good. That's when you're like thinking about suffering out of positive mindset. That kind of like sums up how to clean your conscience.
Consciousness. Conscience.
Yeah, I'm having a very hard time. Probably I don't think I can learn how to pronounce that word in this life. Maybe need to rebirth in America next life.
It's a hard word. Yeah. Geshe-la, we are out of time, and today was when we were going to start doing the practices.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, thank you for reminding me. So, thank you very much, all of you. So, coming here on Sunday, every Sunday, even though you have different things to do, you come here to listen to this nonsense. So for some of you have been like listening to this almost now 21 years. So now, and see you next Sunday. So anybody who wants to like stay around, you know, I'm going to lead guide Medicine Buddha practice here, meditations. And you are welcome to stay or you are welcome to leave, okay? Thank you very much. We'll take a 5 minute break, 5 minute break, or 5 minute or 2 or 3 minute break, okay? Thank you.
Should we do the prayers at the end of class now or at the end of the...
We will not be here, so you just please go ahead and do the dedications.
Okay.
So then, Linda, after that, maybe like 2 minutes, like 2 minutes break, so then come back, right?
Okay, sounds good.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, or as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers. First for His Holiness, in the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. One for Khyentse Rinpoche, Jetsun Losan Dalek, the one who mastered speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings, Lama Tsongkhapan Wissen Boyd, Lama Ornament of the Yellow Hat Tradition, please remain until samsara ends. The long life prayer for Amsopa Rinpoche, you uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanasik Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. Of course, and also the Tara mantras, for Geshe-la and Geshe Sampo. Om Taritu Taritu Reso Ha, 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 Om Taritu Taritu Reso Ha.
Thank you, Lamala. So we'll take a 2-minute break, come back here at 11:41 if you want to stay for the medicine Buddha practice.
Geshe-la,
we're on our 2-minute break.
It's gone, so like, what happened to my photo?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
But I'm not sure, like, where's my photo? It's gone.
You should be...
I did something, so... Oh, yeah, here.
You got it?
Yeah. So this is like a meditation, okay? Not necessarily practice, meditations combined with the prayer meditations. So. Buddhist version of healing meditations, so. Or you could say healing yoga. Yoga symbol means practice, okay? In yoga meditation. Please sit comfortably. Sit comfortably. Visualize. On top of your crown. See a crown? What crown means? Okay, oh good. Visualize top of your crown. Healing energy, form of medicine Buddha. Healing energy, form of medicine Buddha. Mm. just to get the glimpse, you know, even though you don't get a very clear picture, if you get image second, that's good, you know, let's visualize, huh? Well, very good here. Form of light, okay, visualize on your crown, healing energy in the form of medicine Buddha. And you can look at the image, you know, then I'll guide it, I'll guide. Color dark blue, bright. Right hand, you can look at the image, okay, it's already in the screen, okay. Right hand, supreme giving hand gestures. From now on, whenever you hear supreme giving hand gestures, that's what it looks like. That's called the name of the mudra, supreme giving hand gestures, or hand mudra. Holding a medicinal plant. Left hand, meditative mudra. Holding a ball. Filled with amrita or nectar. The bowl is filled with amrita, particularly medicinal amrita. The bowl is filled with medicinal amrita. On top of that, another healing Buddha, red color. Same hand mudra, right hand supreme giving. Left hand meditative position, red color, another form of healing energy. Red color appears as a Buddha, okay, medicine Buddha. Top of that, another healing energy appears as a Buddha, medicine Buddha. Color and here is just white, but it actually is like it's like a combination of white and red. The color is like a combination of red, white, red and white. Hand mudra, teaching mudra. That's what I usually do, teaching mudra. Trying to teach it. Top of that, another medicine mudra. Marja. Marjas. Yeah, so that like faded red. Faded red. Not bright red, faded red. Meditative hand mudra, meditative hand mudra. Exactly when you meditate. proof of death, another form of it, but a yellow color, hand mudra, teaching mudra, teaching mudra. Another medicine Buddha, yellow, right hand, sitting, giving hand gesture. Talk about that, yellow, another yellow, the last three ones, all in yellow color. Right hand Buddha is like giving protection, it's called Buddha giving protections. Left hand meditative positions, okay. There are all the healing energies appear into form of medicine Buddha and a form of light. And usually, according to the practice, the very short practice, you recite the name of each medicine Buddha from the top. 3 or 7, then the very first one that dissolves into the next one. Then you say the name 7 times, or 3 times, then dissolve that one, next one. Then you say the next Buddha's name, medicine Buddha's name, 3 or 7 times, then dissolve. Then even it all dissolves into the medicine Buddha, the very medicine Buddha, and the first you visualize on your crown. Then all of them dissolve one by one. So now that medicine Buddha itself is the like combination of all the healing energy. Yeah, then if you receive the medicine Buddha initiations, so then you can dissolve that medicine Buddha through your crown and through your central chakra, so then you yourself arise as a medicine Buddha. Then you need to visualize the central heart of your, around your heart, the medicine Buddha mantra around your heart. Heart chakra, visualize. But then there's a bit of dissolve into yourself. So then, just imagine, purify all the sicknesses. Or you can also, if you want to be very specific, then you can visualize all the sickness or illness, form of like blood pus coming out of every pore of your body and going down under the ground. Thousand miles underneath your ground. And probably went into Yama's wide opening mouth, goes into there and completely satisfy, then close the mouth. So then light, the healing energy is radiated from the mantra while you recite the mantra. So now in this case you can visualize your friend, people who are like, people whom you know, they are going through physical health issues, health problems, you can visualize them around you. And you can visualize them, you can visualize the light radiate from the medicine Buddha mantras. So we can touch them and purify. So then if you don't have initiation, so then you can keep the visualizations on your crown and the nectar contribution as a flow, like laser beam, purify, or like increase the healing energy that you possess. Increase the healing energies, so then heal all the physical problems, all the disturbing thoughts completely purified. Okay. So now we recite a medicine Buddha mantra, the short one, and please visualize nectar continuously flowing down all the way from tip of your toe to all the way up to your crown, completely fill your body and purify. Or heal. Or boost your healing energies. So now we recite our medicine Buddha mantra. Teyata om bekase bekase maham bekase bekase ranza samukate soha. Teyata om bekase bekase maham bekase bekase ranza samukate soha. Teyata om bekase bekase maha bekase bekase ranza samugate soha. Deyata om bekase bekase maha bekase bekase ranza samugate soha. Deyata om bekase bekase maha bekase bekase ranza samugate soha. Remember, nectar continuously flowing down, filling up your entire body from toe to all the way up to the crown, completely purify all the physical sicknesses, mental difficulty, completely purify. Comes out of every pore of your body, comes out, goes down underneath your, underneath the ground. Then it went into the mouth of Yama, completely satisfied. Deyata om bekace, bekace, maha, bekace, bekace, ranza. Samugate soha. Deyata om bekace, bekace. Maha bekace, bekace. Ranza samugate soha. Deyata om bekace, bekace. Maha bekace, bekace. Ranza samugate soha. Deyata om bekace. Bekatse, maha, bekatse, bekatse, ranza, samukate, soha. Deyata om, bekatse, bekatse, maha, bekatse, bekatse, ranza, samukate, soha. Again, please think about your healing energy being boosted, and your entire body is like filled with the constant flowing of nectars from the medicine Buddha's bowl or amrita, medicine amrita, flowing from medicine Buddha's feeling of your body from throat all the way up to head, completely purify all the physical sicknesses and mental difficulties. Comes out of every single pore from your body, goes down on the ground, thousands of feet, and went into the Yama's mouth, satisfy. Beata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ramza Samugate Soha Beata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ramza Samugate Soha Beata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ramza Samukate Soha Beata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ramza Samukate Soha Beata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ramza Samukate Soha Beata Om Bekate Bekate, Maha Bekate, Bekate, Ranza Samukate Soha. Deata Om Bekate, Bekate, Maha Bekate, Bekate, Ranza Samukate Soha. Deata Om Bekate, Bekate, Maha Bekate, Bekate, Ranza Samukate Soha. Beata Om Bekate, Bekate, Maha Bekate, Bekate, Ranza Samukate Soha. Beata Om Bekate, Bekate, Maha Bekate, Bekate, Ranza Samukate Soha. Again, refresh your visualizations. Medicinal nectars continuously flowing from Medicine Buddha, filling up all the way from tip of the toe, all the way up to your head, crown, completely purify all the sicknesses, form of blood and pulse, mental difficulties, form of like dark liquid and smoke, comes out of every single pore of your body, goes down underneath your ground, thousands of feet, went into the mouth of Yama, satisfy. Your body become like crystal clear and transform into form of light. Your body become like crystal clear, like glass that's been just washed, that's been just washed thoroughly, like that, form of light. Deyata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ranza Samukate Soha. Deyata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ranza Samukate Soha. Beata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ranza Samukate Soha. Deata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ranza Samukate Soha. Deata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ranza Samukate Soha. Deyata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ranza Samukate Soha. Deyata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ranza Samukate Soha. Deyata Om Bekate Bekate Maha Bekate Bekate Ranza Samukate Soha. Again, medicine and nectar continues flowing from Medicine Buddha, filling up your entire body from throat all the way up to head, purify all the disordered thoughts and negative karma form of black smoke and black liquid, all the diseases form of like blood and pus, all the obstacles, it's like a form of undesirable object, comes out of every single pore of your body, goes down underneath the ground, thousands of feet, goes into the mouth of Yama, completely dissatisfied. You, your body, becomes glass, the crystal glass that has just been totally washed. Become like that in a form of light. And completely heal, completely heal. Deyata om bekase, bekase, maha bekase, bekase, ranza samukate soha. Deyata om bekase, bekase, maha bekase, bekase, ranza samukate soha. Deyata om bekase, bekase, maha bekase, bekase, ranza samukate soha. Deya ta om dekatse, dekatse, maha dekatse, dekatse, ranza samukatse soha. Deya ta om dekatse, dekatse, maha dekatse, dekatse, ranza samukatse soha. Deya ta om dekatse, dekatse, maha dekatse, dekatse, ranza samukatse soha. Deya ta om dekatse. Bekatse, maha, bekatse, bekatse, ranza, samukate, soha. Again, refresh your visualizations. Medicinal nectars continuously flowing through your crown chakra. Feel up your entire body from head to, from toe to all the way up to head. Purify negative karma, distorted thoughts, form of black smoke, black liquid, all the disease, form of pus and blood, all the obstacles, form of undesirable object, comes out of every single pore of your body, goes down underneath the ground, thousands of feet, went into the mouth of the Yama, completely satisfied. Your body become crystal clear glass that has just been washed thoroughly in the form of light. Your immune system are boost. The healing energy has been increased and become free from disease. Oh yeah, so that's all. So maybe do one more time next Sunday. So then next Sunday maybe Venerable Hamala will bring up the medicine Buddha's name, each medicine Buddha's name. So then we will say this, you know, we'll do, say this 7 times, visualize the dissolved, very fast one, first 3 yellow color, first one dissolved, the second one dissolved. And we do go through that visualization with the recitation of the names of the each medicine Buddha. Okay, so then this practice is like put it together by one of the great, you know, Gelupa master, great yogi, Dhamma Banza, founder of the Mahamudra teaching in Gelug traditions, you know, great master, Dhamma Banza. So then summarized by another master called Dhamma Banza, not Banza, first one, so Dalai Baza, also second Lama, Uju Dhamma Bandra, he is the one who put it, who summarized in very short text. So I myself, you know, try to do these meditations, you know, every day, do these meditations. So now remember by heart, do the meditation every day, then thinking about all the people whom ask me to pray for their health. So I try to visualize them around me, so then I do like daily basis, I do this meditation daily basis. So hopefully, I'm hoping that you will learn, this is very short, hoping that you will learn so that you can do these meditations at your home by yourself. Okay, there will be a lot of benefit. For the sake of the history, this is composed by, taught by Uju Dhamma Bandza, one of the master who greatly contributed Mahamudra teaching in the Gelugpa traditions. So then one of his students, Dhamma Bandza, put it together in the very short text for his own set of eyes. Why he put this short text together for his practice, that means he do this practice. So he put this short text together for his own meditations. So that's what we are learning here. So then also, we can benefit, okay? So maybe next Sunday, so I'll promise that we stop on 11:30. So then 2 minutes today, it went quite off the time. So then do one more time with the musical name. So then next time, para meditation. So then, I will lead a few meditations that I myself do every day. So then eventually you don't need books, you just meditate. You don't need books because remember by heart. So that's the best. Okay? Well, thank you very much for sticking around. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, each and every one of you. Have a wonderful Sunday.
Yes, Geshe-la.
Thank you.